It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
That's right, it is time now for What's Cooking, and on the line from Otorote Christchurch we have Goodwill, aka Will. How are you going, Will?
I'm going great. How are you going?
I'm very good, thank you. Well, thanks so much for coming on. I first wanted to ask, how long has Goodwill been a project of yours?
Well, I released my first music in 2022, so technically a couple of years, but I was in a band previously and that kind of stopped around COVID time. So
understandable.
Yeah, totally. And I guess we're looking at about 4 years, but it's something I've wanted to do beyond that as well. It's always something I thought I would have a crack at.
Awesome. So you've had your album released at the beginning of the month, your debut album. How much more work is an album compared to an EP, would you say?
Well, I mean, the really boring answer is it's kind of like double the amount of work if it's like 5 to 10 songs we're looking at here. But I think it is. It definitely is a lot of work. It's by far the thing that I've worked on for the longest, and I would hate to know, you know, if I was clocking in like I would for a day job with the amount of hours I've spent on the project, I would hate to know what I've spent working on it. But luckily, it's really fun, so I want to keep doing it.
Great.
But it's a big hustle.
For sure. Now you have selected some sort of songs for us to listen to. Is there any particular one you would be keen to play first?
Let's go with the one by a band whose name I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce, but I think it's something like Itran Dalia.
Yes, that's exactly how I would have attempted to pronounce it as well.
Cool.
And is this just a song you like, or you've sort of listened to these guys a lot?
It's a band that I found a couple of years ago, and they're kind of a part of these artists, like a lot of really cool guitar music coming out of Africa, and I think these guys were a wedding band and maybe still are a wedding band, but it's like the coolest wedding you would ever go to, I reckon. It's just like super happy, joyous, celebratory music. And I naturally listen to quite a lot of like broody music, and it's a really happy shift for me to listen to stuff like this. And I've listened to it quite a lot now and had a lot of nice experiences listening to it, like in summertime and stuff. So now that it's getting warmer, I thought this is a nice thing to play. I hope it's a nice day up there. It's a nice day here. It feels appropriate.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's not bad. Well, this is Tubuk Ene Chihause. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Let's have a listen.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yes, that track there is by the wonderful Etran de la Air, which is selected by the wonderful Will, aka Goodwill, who's on the line with us if you're just tuning in. I don't want to sound too much like an English teacher here, Will, but you know, what's the sort of themes of this latest album about? What have you been thinking about when you've been writing the songs?
I mean, it's funny to try to look back on because it's been like a 2-year process. But the other interesting thing is like a lot of the time, I'm not exactly sure where it's going. And yeah. It's much easier to kind of pick up the pieces thematically looking back, you know, and maybe once all of the songs are written, it's much easier to see the through lines. But I was actually kind of inspired to do the opposite of what I felt in my previous EP, you know, which was quite angsty. And even, you know, some of those songs I probably wrote when I was like 19 or something. And yeah, it was pretty angsty and pretty dark. And I actually felt inspired to try to run in the other direction a little bit and challenge myself to make things that aren't just dark. You know, I mean, there are definitely dark moments in there, but I've tried to keep it so that there's like a little bit of hope, you know, throughout the whole thing. And it's never too dreary for too long. And it's, I've also just have felt really lucky over the last couple of years, and especially after COVID, and, you know, this, we're lucky for so many reasons to be living where we are. And, so yeah, that kind of started to make its way in as well. And just a feeling of general gratitude, and that kind of started to make its way in, but I don't know if I was aware of that during the process, you know. I was just probably hanging on for dear life trying to get it done, but
end you're like, oh wow, that's what it's about.
Exactly. That's the best I can do in terms of knowing what it's about. And you know, I mean, maybe in 6 months when I listen to it again, it will be even more clear.
Yeah, for sure. That's really cool. So now you've worked with the likes of like Mousy and There's a Tuesday, those bands. What do you enjoy more, being an artist or sort of a producer for other bands?
I would say out of sheer enjoyment, it's more fun for me to work on stuff for other people. You know, because I'm a little bit less emotional, and if I'm coming in to produce something, then the value that I have is that I'm not so attached to it all, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it tends to just be kind of more fun because I'm just suggesting guitar parts or whatever it is. So
so it sort of becomes more music focused in a way for you as the producer rather than lyrical.
Yeah, totally. Mm. And yeah, it just feels a lot different when it's your own project and there's kind of like all of your tastes and your stories and all of the stuff that's quite personal, and it feels really permanent to me making music for myself. You know, I really do want to make it as good as it can be, so it's quite intense. And you know, maybe I'd like to get better at chucking ideas out there and just committing to them and not thinking about it much, but for now I'm thinking about it very much. But I enjoy working with other people because it's just, yeah, it's a little bit more of a fun time. And also when I'm working on my stuff, it's just me, so to have some life in my little studio is really nice.
Yeah, have some friends in the studio.
Totally.
Now we got a couple other tracks that you've selected. What one should we play next?
I can only remember one of them, so let's play the one that I can remember, which is Cass McCombs' Krakatoa.
Could you tell us a bit about Cass McCombs?
Yeah. So I think Cass is one of my favorite songwriters for sure. And I loved, this is off his latest album, which maybe came out about 2 years ago or something like that.
Cool.
And I just really loved it. And the song, I actually think the song is in quite a similar vein to the song that I chose just before. It's like, it's quite happy and kind of celebratory, and it's not taking itself too seriously. And I think that's, you know, listening to music like that inspires me to do the same, or enables me to do the same. So
hell yeah.
I love this song, love the whole album.
Great. Well, this is Krakatoa by Cass McCombs. You're on BFM. Yes, that track there is Krakatau by Cass McCombs, selected by Goodwill, aka Will, who's on the line from Christchurch right now. Now, a question I really wanted to ask you, Will, as a you yourself being an artist as well as a producer, is how do you feel about AI? Are you a fan? Are you not a fan? Do you see it more as a tool or maybe as destruction of human property? Sorry, that's a very big question, but what do you reckon?
Well, yeah, that's really really throwing me on the deep end. But I don't feel like like musicians should feel very intimidated by it.
Mm.
Or artists in general, you know, like,
yeah,
honestly, all of the AI stuff I've seen always looks or sounds so whack, it's not even funny, you know. And
yeah,
like there's something very obvious missing in all of it, so I don't know,
there's no soul.
Totally. And you know, I mean, the fact that it all kind of comes from learning off stuff that already exists, you know, so in that way it will always be a step behind. And I don't know. I mean, there's probably a lot of art that's made in the same way already, you know, with stuff being copied a lot or in kind of like a formulaic way. But I don't know. I mean, I kind of take no interest in it. And maybe at some point there'll be great AI music. And that's another interesting question. Like, if there was great music made, is that a bad thing if you're into it, you know?
True. Just whatever anyone's into, you know, whether it be made by AI or by a human. But I guess, you know, as a producer, it won't have that, you know, story behind the lyrics and what it really means growing up. And I don't know if people would be able to connect to it in the same way, you know, listening to AI music.
Totally. Yeah. I just think there would, you know, there's like a very key component missing there, and the need for expression is missing. You know, there's no reason to do it if you're writing a song as an AI person, you know.
indeed. AI, stay out of it.
Yeah, I think stay out of it. We're not scared of you, AI.
Yeah, that's a great attitude to have. Now, okay, we got one last song here, Beethoven, Lightness is Loud. Could you tell us a bit about this one?
Yeah, sure. So this is a band from Hudson Valley in New York, and I found this stuff a little while ago and I just really love it. It's the thing that I've listened to the most this whole year is the record that this is off. And it's just, I can't even put my finger on what I really love about it, but she has a really beautiful voice and it feels really pure. Like it's not too labored over, and I don't know, it feels like it's still kind of in like a very raw form or something, even in terms of songwriting. And yeah, I've just found it really inspiring. And this song in particular was one of those songs that I heard and I was like, oh, this is really cool, I'm into this. And then I listened to it again a couple of days later and I was like, man, this is really good. And then slowly I was like really obsessed with the song, and I just love the chorus of the song. It makes me happy.
Hell yeah. Well, this is Lightness is Loud by Beethoven. You're on BFM.
Try to grab them, lightness is loud. outside. Star-shaped planet and moon, floating in the darkness, vacuum of sound. I am trying to hear you, open up, lightness abound. I am trying to hear you, but your lightness is loud.
That is Lightness is Loud by Babe Hoven. Now, Will, your album's out now. Do you have any shows coming up or anything for people to look out for?
Yeah, so I'm playing here in Otatahi on November the 8th at Space Academy. So if anyone's listening here, please come along.
Awesome.
That'll be a fun time. So that's the album release show. And I'm actually up in Auckland and Wellington supporting Mousy on the Mousy tour for her album. So grab a ticket to that, and thinking of maybe doing a couple of solo shows early next year or something, but for now that's it, yeah.
Awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much, Will, for coming on and speaking to us, and all the best for your tour and album release show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
No worries. All right, we're going to play a track off the album. This is Kind Hands by Goodwill. You're on BFM.
Like water off a duck's back, you come home. If everything's all we have, are we? Corner of a trash bag. How am I supposed to be near? 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 Kind hands are the ones you have. Kind hands are the ones you have. Kind hands are the ones you have. Kind hands are the ones that you have.
That is Kind Hands by Goodwill. Thank you so much, Will, for having a chat to us. His new album is out now. It's just past 6 o'clock, so we're going to crack into the news. But after the news, we've got some prizes to give away and some more music, so keep it on the B.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.